everyone. Welcome to the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. How you doing today? My name's Ed Furtick, and we have a great guest today, as usual. And his name is Mike Kelsey of Dutchess County, who is the proprietor or president of Away Adventure. And they have a website at awayadventureguide.com. And today we're going to be talking to Mike Kelsey about kayaking as a physical activity. So welcome to Soul Train, Mike.
Great, thanks. It's good to be here.
Yeah. So first of all, let's make believe the listener isn't really too sure what a kayak is. So what is a kayak, basically?
Okay, a kayak is a, for the most part, it's a single-person watercraft. It's kind of diagonal-shaped. It's got a point up in the front, a point in the back, and then there's a center hole, a cockpit, where the paddler will climb into. They sit right on the floor of the boat with their legs straight up in front of them, and then they got a little seat, a little back support, and then they sit right on the water. The kayak sits on the water, and they have a double-bladed paddle that they'll paddle back and forth on the left side, the right side, and that propels them forward. And that's in basic concept. That's the kayak. You can use them on rivers, lakes, streams.
So the propulsion is like a canoe, as far as how you move it forward.
It's a little bit different than a canoe. A canoe tends to be usually longer, and typically you'll have two people in a canoe, a front paddler and a back paddler, each paddling a single-bladed paddle on one side, and they move forward in coordination and sync. A kayak, for the most part, you're by yourself, and you have the blade, and you're paddling by yourself, and so it's more a single person driven. You're also lower to the water. You can in a kayak, you can reach over, touch the water, where usually a canoe you'd have to reach a little further.
So it is kind of unique in the sense that you're paddling on both sides of the boat.
Correct.
And whereas in a canoe, there's one person doing each side.
Correct. And in a canoe, it forces you to work together with somebody else. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. I know as a photographer, I'd always be in the back of a canoe, and I would go to take a picture, and the boat ended up not going straight anymore, and I'd get yelled at. Where in a kayak, I can stop anytime I want, take a picture. So there's benefits to it.
So the big benefit, it seems, is you don't need to get a second person to do it with you. You could just grab it anytime you want.
Correct.
Now, how much does a kayak weigh?
There's a lot of differences in them. You can and it really depends upon the material. You can get ones that are super light. They usually tend to be more expensive. The typical one, you can go down to a regular sporting goods store and get a basic one. It's made out of plastic, and it could be 40 pounds. It could be 60 pounds. It really depends upon the length as well.
So you transport it to the water on top of your car.
Correct.
And you need to be able to get it up there. So can you get it up there alone?
Yes. Well, it does. There's all sorts of tricks. Mm-hmm. I have a little Volkswagen Jetta, and I have a roof rack, and I lift my kayak up. Now, I'm one person. I can do it myself. Some people, typically, it's a lot easier if you have a second person to help you. And typically, most people do kayak with somebody else, so you'll have two kayaks, and two people can help us lift it. If you have a pickup truck, you can throw it in the back.
So it's lower. The entrance into a pickup is lower, so
it's
you just get the nose up and then just push it.
Yeah, and I've seen tricks of people put like a pad on the back of like a hatchback, and then they rest it up and then they push it up. I mean, I've seen a lot of people use techniques, but definitely for somebody who's looking into getting into kayaking, you want to consider, what does the kayak weigh? Do I have a way of lifting it up or transporting it? And then the other issue that a lot of people need to consider is storage. Where do you put it? You want to store them inside to take care of a garage, a barn.
Okay, now as far as fitness goes, is kayaking something that can get you fit?
Absolutely.
And how how long can you use them during the year in this area of the country?
Well, it's depends upon your comfort. Typically, I would say the kayak season is pretty much May through end of September. It's just because it's warmer out. I tend to be a little hardcore. As soon as the weather starts getting nice in March, I'll put in once or twice, and then I'll go sometimes as late as November. The issue is as the air gets colder, the water is cold. There could be hypothermic conditions, so you want to be prepared. Kayaks are incredibly stable, but there's always that risk of capsizing, getting wet. And the biggest time I always tell people when we rent out kayaks that if you're going to flip, it's usually going to be getting in or getting out of the kayak, because naturally your balance is off as you're getting in or out. And I generally help people stabilize them. And there's tricks you can do with the paddle to stabilize the craft. But it's definitely it's more of a fair weather sport, but it's definitely rewarding.
Well, what advice do you have for the listener who maybe they know how to swim, but they don't really go swimming very often? I mean, is kayaking a sport for good swimmers?
Swimming definitely helps, because it's not so much the skill, it's more of the comfort and being on water. And I find if somebody is afraid of water, and that is a fear, they're not comfortable.
Right.
It's not something you're necessarily going to flip. But the with kayaking, it's there's always that risk, but for the most part, once you get out there and you realize how incredibly stable they are, it's just something you really can enjoy. The kayak can take you places that you normally can't go. You can go down little channels, little creeks, and it's beautiful nature out there you get to see. The other experience I've had, which is more rougher waters, is a kayak down in New York City last year, and to just see the size of the buildings from that level, being right on the water, looking up, is just an incredible perspective.
Right. And I would imagine that if the experience is enjoyable, you'll want to do it more.
Absolutely.
Thus,
get
more exercise.
And that's something nice with a kayak. It's a little more, I think, manageable than a canoe, and definitely other types of boats, that you can just throw it on the car, drive places, throw it in the water, and really, in no time, really be beautiful places, see a lot of wildlife, a lot of nature. And just to answer your question earlier, I bypassed it, is it's incredibly aerobic. It is. You're using your shoulders, you're using your abs, you're building your biceps, your triceps as you're paddling, it's not like necessarily like going to the gym with weights. You're pushing the water. You're pulling the water with the blade, and it's rhythmic, and you really do get a good workout doing it, but you don't realize it as you're going. You're enjoying it, you're having a great time, and then at the end of the day, you've done it for a couple hours, you had a good workout.
Now, in this area of the Mid-Hudson Valley, I would imagine there are a lot of places to go kayaking, because any lake
absolutely
is good. What about the Hudson River? Our doorstep.
There's so many opportunities in the Hudson. The if somebody's looking to get into kayaking, I would recommend starting off with a lake. A lake is something calm. They can practice their skills. And there's a number of really good lakes. You can go Lake Taconic. You can go down a lot of good spots. You just pop the boat in. And then I would say as you get more confident in your skill level, there's a lot of creeks. Creeking can be a little quicker. It can be windy rivers, and there could be trees down, so you do want to be careful. The Hudson River, I would classify as intermediate, because there is tides, and there's also boat traffic, and you could have a big powerboat going by and a barge. They don't care about you.
Okay, now let's talk about equipment. I'm gathering from our conversation that, first of all, you need the kayak.
Correct.
Which comes with the paddles, assume.
Separate, but you got to buy it separate.
You got to buy them separate.
Yep.
Okay, so you need the kayak, the paddles. You probably need a life vest.
Absolutely, you need a life jacket.
You need a good life jacket that's certified. Anything else that you need?
I would recommend getting something like, there's a Bilco pump and a sponge, just in case water does get in. Then you could use the sponge to take the water out, or heaven forbid there is, you do capsize, the pump helps get the water out. Always bring water, sunscreen, just the simple things. With a kayak, there's a lot of different types of kayaks. The longer, general rule, the longer the kayak, the faster it goes, but the shorter it takes to turn. So if you're going to be doing something like in a creek where you have to turn quickly, a nice 12 foot or 14 foot or even 10 foot is good. If you're going to be doing in the Hudson River, 16 foot, 18 foot. If you're going in the ocean, sea kayaking, you're looking at 20, 22 feet. But the longer you get, the harder it is to lift up and heavier it is.
Right. And so in addition, you need the rack for your car.
Correct.
And what do you think a person has to spend to get started?
There are a lot of good deals on the internet. You go to Craigslist, you go to eBay. Typically, if you're willing to travel a little bit, because when people are selling them, they don't want to ship a kayak, then if you're willing to travel, you can get really good deals on the internet. If you're buying new, if you go down to just a general store and you get a small boat just to try, you're looking at a couple hundred. If you're looking at a really nicer boat, lightweight, more sturdy, or you're looking at a grand, possibly even $2,000.
Okay. Well, and just to complicate the situation, folks, there are also pedal-driven kayaks, I'm told, that you pedal like a bicycle.
Yes.
And there are some with outriggers to make them more stable.
Correct.
And also, there are inflatable kayaks that you evidently don't need a car for necessarily, because you can haul it down to the lake in a shopping cart or something.
Right.
Well, folks, we got to go, unfortunately, but you've been listening to Ed Furtick talking to Mike Kelsey of Away Adventure, and the website is awayadventureguide.com. So thank you, Mike, for being here, and we hope everyone comes back and listens to Soul Train next time. Thanks for being with us.